O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have everybody here today. What a beautiful day out. We've got some words of announcement and good news. As you came in, you saw the thermometer where the congregation was challenged to raise $90,000, and we are currently at $93,000 plus. There's nothing wrong with being proud of meeting a challenge. So, and that challenge is already in play. You came in, you saw the new pavement on the parking lot. That went really well. The striping, you need to be aware, next Saturday the parking lot will be closed after the sandwich ministry for striping. And so come Sunday morning, you'll have striping, so you'll know where to park again. But there may be some changes, so don't just drive to your old spot because it may not be there. Mike, you have announcements on Pumpkin Patch.
Good morning. I want to thank all of you that have signed up on the bulletin boards. When I checked, we have about two-thirds of the selling spaces filled already, and that's in 1 week. That is awesome. Thank you. Let's get the rest of them filled up. We're not done yet. I also want to take a moment to thank Cal Decker and Larry Winders and Tom Dowler. They moved about 50 plus pallets out of the way so they could pave that portion of the parking lot. We were going to do that in about a week, but what happened was Knife River called Cal and said, we had a cancellation and we can be at your parking lot tomorrow morning. And so Cal called me and I said I would be there as soon as I got done with a doctor's appointment. And he said, well, I'll see if I can't get a couple others and we'll all get there. When I got done with my doctor's appointment, they were done. They had moved all the pallets And all they did is said that I was a blister because I showed up after the work was done. So thanks again. The other item I've been asked is, are we donating money to a nonprofit this year? Yes, we are. We will pick that nonprofit next week. We have names from those that were collected 2 years ago. We have about nine different nonprofits. And the first one we did the Rescue Mission. Last year we did Seton House. If you have a name of a nonprofit that you are really interested in donating to, please write it on a piece of paper and get it to me or call me, and we'll put that on the list. But we're going to pick one next Sunday after this service down in the fellowship hall. So again, thank you. I thought about putting a box out in the foyer that said the blind fund, and that would be where we would donate the money, because I need new blinds for my quadruplex. But really, we're not going to do that. We're going to go to a real nonprofit. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Mike. There's one other change in the bulletin. If you look down, it said there's no worship and wonder or children's Sunday school. There will be worship and wonder, and young disciples will go at that point in time. They will come back up to hear the presentation by our young ladies here, but that will be a change. There's a list of announcements in the bulletin. Does anybody else have anything that we need to let everybody know? Okay, let's take just a second to greet those around us, and then we'll sing our opening hymn, Pass It On, number 477. Please join me in the call to worship. Do you believe?
Yes, we believe.
Faith is the confidence that what we believe will actually happen.
Faith gives us assurance about things we cannot see.
We cannot always see God with our physical eyes, but we can see God at work in the world. Do you have confidence in God? Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes, we believe, and so we worship, so we serve, so we live.
Please join me in prayer. Lord, you give life to our understanding of love, courage, and wisdom. Today there are many paths that we might follow. Help us discern the direction to set our own faces so that we might see and meet you at the cross in our willingness to deny ourselves for your kingdom, and at the empty tomb in our living the resurrection life. You sent your Son, who taught us to pray to you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father. Hymn of prayer is 586, verses 1 and 3. Open my eyes that I may see.
Send my hand.
If you would take a moment in the insert in the bulletin are a number of people within our church congregation that are listed prayer concerns. A lot are health issues. And at the end, there is concerns for us as a general community and for the world. We have done this for a long time, lifted up prayers for others. Are there others that need to be lifted up today that anybody would like to bring forth for the congregation? Yes. Any others? Yes.
Prayers for a really good friend of mine, Haley Wise. Her mother tried to commit suicide last night, and so she's going through a rough time.
I'm not as adept at this as Cynthia, so bear with me. Yes.
Prayers for the ladies coming back from renewal today. Safe travels.
Any others? Let's take a moment of silent prayer and bring those prayers before God. Our Father, we give thanks for our individual involvements with people within and without this church community. It is sad that individuals experience such pain and suffering, but may we have your blessing that you bestow upon us for that outreach, that we can console friends and their sisters, that we can console families that have seen fit to try to end their lives. Please lift those families for your blessing. Be with Lee, who has joined us as in our church community as she buries her brother this weekend. Give us relief that we can glorify your life through sending ladies to renewal, and that they will come back and bring joy and happiness and hope to this congregation from that activity. We ask that you help us to find peace in our lives. And we would ask that you hear our prayers, whether they are full of thanksgiving or full of complaints. We believe your mercy is unending. Even in your discipline, you restrain yourselves in ways that we do not know. May our mumbled words of gratitude and our fleeting praises find crevices where they can grow within your presence. You being the Lord of light and morning, in the name of your Son we pray. Amen. One of the blessings of our congregation is that we are all invited to take communion. The table is now ready, and the bread is now ready. This table is in the company with Jesus and all who love him. It is the table of sharing with the poor of the world, with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth, in which Christ becomes incarnate. So come to this table, you who have much faith, and you who would like to have more faith. To those of you who have been here often, and those of you who have not been for a long time, for those who have tried to follow Jesus, and for those of us who have failed, come. It is Christ who invites all of us to meet here. Physical things can help us pray. In the celebration of communion, we eat bread and drink wine in remembrance of Jesus. The physical elements help us literally remember Jesus, such that we are knit together in his body, and we are what we eat. There's more going on than what we see, but what we can see helps us know God at work in the world. Let us pray.
As you may recall, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the loaf, and having said thanks, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Gracious God, give thanks for the opportunity of coming to this table. May the memory and the presence of Christ in our midst become more real to us. Grant that your Spirit may fill us so that the commitment may bear fruit in our daily lives in the week that lies before us. Enrich our joy in serving you and those about us. Amen.
We always give ourselves an opportunity to thank the Lord with our time and our talents and our treasure. We talked earlier about the passing or the exceeding of the challenge, but the challenge never quits. The challenge to find ways to address concerns, to reach out within our community. By doing so, we continue each Sunday to bring our tithes and offerings. And at this point in time, the diaconate will wait upon us for our offerings to God. Lord God, creator of all, in your wisdom you have bound us together so that we must depend on others for the food we eat, the resources we use, and the gifts of your creation that bring life, health, and joy. Amen.
Daughter Zoe playing drums for us today.
Good morning. I just have to tell a quick story real quick about how we came up with these verses. We found out Wednesday before youth group that we needed to pick the scriptures. And so Carmen and I are rushing around, going to the youth room, finding some Bibles. By the time we got back, the kids had already pulled up their Bible apps on their smartphones, put in some keywords, and figured out what scriptures they wanted. So just pretty humorous. Anyways. Oh, shoot, I didn't bring my... Sorry.
What do you need?
The paper to tell them what one it is. I didn't bring my paper. Anyways, I apologize. The first, the Old Testament reading is Proverbs 19, verses 18 through 20. It's page 601 in your pew Bibles. Discipline your children while there is hope. Do not set your heart on their destruction. A violent-tempered person will pay the penalty. If you effect a rescue, you will only have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom for the future.
Oh, wait. I didn't bring up my bulletin either. All right, the New Testament reading is John 3, 17 through 18, page 94. Indeed, God did not send the Son of the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Okay, in the bulletin it just talks about the youth group coming up, but we also have the youth that went to camp this summer. So Sarah is going to start us out on that. And then we'll have Dylan Stupak and Kylie Stupak and Peyton Brown.
Hello. So in addition to the NYE event, like Carmen said, we sent some youth to our regional camp, and we do that every year. And that's something that for a lot of youth that go to the camp and for us here, like we get super excited, and that's something we look forward to every summer. So instead of talking about something like specific to the camp this year, I decided to talk about something that we do every camp, but maybe you guys hadn't heard of. So at every camp, we have like a meditation night, and it's where like one night out of the week, we take a vow of silence starting at like 7 or 8 at night, and we don't break the silence until before breakfast the next morning. And how we break the silence is there's a whole big like ceremony and thing. We take like a rope kind of thing and go pick up every cabin before breakfast, and usually just meet like at the flagpole for breakfast, and then we do like sing a song, and it's really cool, the breaking ceremony. But so in the night, like when we are silent, we have like prayer stations that we go to, and that's kind of like the whole meditation night. Like, I don't know, that's what they really like have for meditation night. That's the meaning behind it. And for some people, it's super powerful, and it really, like, that's what, like, their camp experience is based off of. But for some people, you just have to be quiet. I mean, but I know for me, it's a really cool chance to kind of, like, reflect on what I've done, like, for the school year, whether I had, like, bad grades. Sorry, Mom and Dad. But I usually have good ones, so it's good to reflect on, like, who you have like promoted yourself to be over the year. Well, that's what I use the time for. And so the kind of thing that they have is the prayer stations, they range from like stargazing, which is really cool. We had that one first time this year, and you just kind of laid out in the meadow with a blanket, and you could just, we had like a star map that you could look off of and look at the constellations and stuff. Or there was one where like, you wrote a thank you note to someone who's really meaningful in your life, and you just say, like, thanks for being there, and, like, it really means a lot. And then there was one where we would write, like, our limitations or something that's, like, holding us back from growing in our faith or something that we, like, need to excel in for our life. And then you'd write it on the paper, and then on half of it you would put, like, how you're going to increase your like goal, like how you're, what are you gonna do, like your proactive actions for that. Then on the other half of the paper, you would write what's holding you back. And you would rip it in half, and you'd put the half that you're like going to do on like a bulletin board. And we had that hanging up for the rest of the week. But then the half that's like your limitations, you would put into the fire. And you just, as it like burned, it was kind of like symbolizing your like strings that are holding you down just going away. And you can really just do what you want to do. So that's one of my favorite things about camp. And like I said, for some people, it's probably not as good, but it's something that I really like at camp. So that was my spiel for camp. And I will give the floor to Dylan now.
Good morning. So camp was last summer, and that's quite a while back, and I don't remember a whole lot about camp, but one thing I do remember is my friends that I made there. Those friends that you make at camp, they're lifelong friends, and you will always stay in touch with them no matter how long or how far away they are. Like, one of my best friends that I talk to on a day-to-day basis is Ryan, and we talk every day, even during school, in class. I know I'm not supposed to text in class, but I do it anyways. So, I mean, they're friends that you can talk to about anything, and when you're down, you talk to them about it, and you're always open to them, and they're just lifelong friends that you just talk to constantly, and that's one thing that I love about camp.
This was my third year at Camp Lafayette, and in the first week I've been able to go for a full week. The first 2 years were just for a weekend. My favorite part of camp is doing chapel with my family group, because when I read scripture, I learn more and get more out of it than when I hear it. I also enjoy chapel because I get to act out the scripture. I think that it's cool that my whole family has gone to Camp Lafayette. Thank you for giving me this experience.
Good morning. Yes, I've always wanted to say that. Okay. Okay, so as you all know, we went to Orlando this summer for a youth event, and we got to go do some really cool things and learn some new things. And my favorite part was, so the first full day we were there, we did workshops where they had like so many different things that you could do and choose from. And one of the things that I did was I went to a talk. He was a guy from Syria, and he told us about living there and what it was like to live there, like just like with everything that's been going on there, and his experience of coming there from the U.S. and just like how hard it was to get here and how long it took. And it just really made me realize how lucky we are to live here, and just, yeah. And but after that that night, we went to, there was like a really cool pool there with like a slide and ping pong tables and stuff. And so that his name was Jade, by the way. And so that night he was there, and it was just cool because we got to like hang out with him and just like show him like what fun, like what things we do, and like a lot of the things he like didn't really know. And he was like, "Oh, why do you guys do that? That's really crazy." And yeah, so it was just really fun.
Morning again. So one of my favorite parts was when we went to the building Epcot as part of the Disney parks. In case you don't know what it looks like, imagine a golf ball that's 10 times bigger than this church sitting on four pillars. It's huge. And so when we went there, we had to get on the bus like by 6 in the morning, just so, because if you didn't get on the bus, or at that time, you wouldn't go at all. So you had to be stuck at the resort until the buses came back. And we had to wake up so early. We had to eat breakfast on the bus, even though food was not allowed. And that made the cab driver not happy. And so when we went to Epcot, we went to the outside, like to the back part of it. We didn't go actually in the building. We were in a group. We were assigned groups with different Disney employees. And they showed us around the different kind of cultured areas like China and like Canada and different buildings that are inspired by different countries. And then she showed us different pictures of the Disney parks around the world and how the culture there in those countries affected the way those looked. And that was a huge part of me because I got to learn more culture about different countries. And I just think that was a great experience to actually go there and actually get to know other people. And so that was one of the best experiences I've had in Orlando.
Okay, so one of the things, like, we did a service project, like every congregation of churches and like youth, everyone did a service project, and ours, it wasn't so much as like physical labor, but it was still pretty meaningful for us and the recipients. But so what we did is we took a bus from the resort we were staying at, and we went to UCC Orlando, and that was the church that was like closest to the Pulse nightclub that had that shooting. And so they told us a bunch of stuff about that and stuff that they had done for them. But what we did when we were there is we wrote thank you notes for, and like that kind of stuff for veterans that were in the hospital. And it was, like I said, it wasn't so much as manual labor as it was like kind of, it kind of made you think. And I know that for us, it all kind of put it into perspective, like how people like do give so much for our country and how other people do like, just they give so much. And then another thing, you can't go to Disney without talking about the parks. So the parks were kind of the crowning jewel on our trip because, I mean, the conference was really cool and stuff, and it was just amazing to see everyone come together. But the parks, they're pretty cool. And I know for a lot of us, it was our first time ever like in a Disney park kind of place. And I think that it was super cool because we just kind of got immersed into the full, like, Disney spirit and stuff. And it was really cool because we got to see. I keep on saying it's really cool, but maybe I'll come up with better adjectives someday. But that's all I got for right now. But it was awesome to see the kind of, like, stuff that they did there. Like, they really cared about, like, if people were having a good time and stuff. And the rides that we had like seen on like TV shows and stuff, and people always talk about like Space Mountain and stuff. We gotta go on them, and they're pretty cool. So, yeah.
Hi. There's a couple things that I want to say before I start my actual spiel. When we were at the Disney parks, I rode real roller coasters. Not like the kiddie ones that I usually ride. Real roller coasters. And I don't remember anything else. So while we were in Orlando, I met a few people from different places. And although everyone complained about the long bus rides, I met most of them on the long bus rides. So they proved to have a purpose. We swam in the hotel pool. That was really awesome. Talked to each other in the dining room and on the buses, of course. And sometimes I went to worship with them. And I kept in touch with two people, a girl named Orlando, which was kind of ironic, but her name is Orlando, from California, and a boy named Vic Tone from Hawaii. It was really cool to meet different kids from different areas and cultures and to get to know them. It was one of my favorite parts of the trip. Bye.
Also with the pool area, one of the nights when we were all out there, we had like everybody, there was a big group of us, and they started a whirlpool. So, and then some of us had to hold on to each other because we were going to get pulled under. Okay, so Hadika Pusher was one of the speakers that we got to listen to, and she was from Pakistan and only 14. And she's trying to stop children becoming brides by educating the girls and the neighbors in her neighborhoods and the neighborhoods nearby. She thinks it's more beneficial for a girl to get their education before they go off and get married. When a girl is given as a bride, because they're pretty young, they are either given to fix a dispute in the family or to keep money in the family. Hadika talked about one of her friends was getting married off in sixth grade. I mean, girls are always okay, like, oh yay, you're getting married, congratulations. But she was okay, she was happy for her friend until she found out her friend wasn't happy, but her friend was suffering from the marriage because the guy was way older. Also, her 7-year-old sister was getting married off and she wasn't okay with that, so she spoke up and got the marriage postponed. Hadika's optimistic about trying to stop as many as child brides as there are in Pakistan, and she's hoping that she can save a few girls till they're older enough and can actually have a good marriage and not have to be 6 or 7 or even how old she was, 14, and have kids and not be able to do their education. I found her very inspiring, that she was. She showed me that if you feel passionate enough and you want to change something, all you have to do is speak out and try to change it all. And it also shows, I mean, it's helpful to learn from other countries that girls like us, we could all have been married off if we lived there and have like 2 kids and not be able to have our education. So I think it's awesome that we live here and have a good education.
Okay, so like most of us have already said, the pool was a blast, and meeting Jade and like playing ping pong and just hanging out with like everyone that we met there. But not only did we like get closer with people that we just met, but we got closer as a youth group, and like I found out some things about Catherine and Rebecca and Amber and even Sarah and Kendall that I didn't know before. So I think that was really cool, and we got to just spend a lot of like fun time together, like especially in Disney World, like it's fun no matter what, so that was fun. And then also, we just wanted to give a big thanks like to our congregation because you guys made it like possible for us to go, and so we all just wanted to say thank you for that. And also, we wanted to say like just the prayer flags, like how we made them, and that so they look pretty cool, I guess. So, yeah, thank you, guys.
I've been told that people don't know that other organizations and churches help with the blankets, with the fleece blanket project. As of yesterday, we have 225 blankets that have been made since January 30th, so, or that, since we first started. This first blanket was made, this quilt was made by the Mormon missionaries out at Martin's Cove. They have given us 11 blankets so far. There's our quilts. They've gone to hospice. They've gone to patients. They've gone, they made two baby blankets that went to, one with the Mills Fire Department, and the other one went to the self-help center. The next blanket was made by a lady that came yesterday because she saw the article in the paper, and she's from Cornerstone Church, and is probably going to come back and make more blankets, but she made that one. The next one was made by Jackie Cook, and because people in our church bring material and have brought blankets. Trudy's made a bunch. Ann's been wonderful at making blankets. Carol, Jane, a lot of you have been making them or have brought material to make these blankets, and we really appreciate that. One of those blankets that you're holding was made by Trudy, and the other one was made by Diane Way from the Mormon Church. The Mormon Church has been excellent about helping us. They've brought a lot of material. Diane has made six blankets that I can think of. And then the blue blanket, again, was made by the missionaries out at Martin's Cove. If you haven't seen them, really look at them. They are beautiful blankets. On some of them, they have the hand cart applique. I don't know if either one of these do, but we have had some that do that. And then the other two blankets on the end, Jen Miner from the police department, she has sent us people to do community service, and they're like kids are doing diversion or adults that are working off tickets or whatever, and they have given us a total of 18 blankets. So, and three of those came from the First United Methodist Church on their day of giving. But I just want to let you know that we really appreciate everybody that's helping with the blankets and that all these organizations that help provide and do blankets for us. It's been really cool, so we can give them out to people in need. So thank you.
I want to thank all you kids for representing our congregation and being a face for us. At this time, before we close, we would want to welcome anyone who is here that would want to join our congregation by either a transfer of membership or through baptism, which I won't be doing if you come forward. But we would love to have you. We accept Christ as our Lord and Savior today and all days. Please join in the hymn verses 1, 2, and 4, hymn number 344. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with us, wherever he may send us. May he guide us through the wilderness, protect us through the storm. May he guide us home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown us. May he bring us home rejoicing once again into our doors.
We'll sing and shout the